South Korea's daily count of new cases of COVID-19 cracked 300 early this morning. That may not sound like much compared to many places. California had more than 13,000 cases on Monday, and it has roughly three-quarters of South Korea's population. But 313 is the highest new case count for South Korea since late August. In the capital area of Seoul, new cases have averaged more than 125 over the past week. And that's enough to bring on new restrictions there, several weeks after they were last loosened. It's far from a lockdown, but as of midnight tonight, restaurants need to put up dividers and spread out their tables a bit further. Customers will be limited at venues from barbershops and hair salons to indoor gyms. Churches and sporting events will max out at 30% capacity crowds. Schools will only be allowed to operate at two-thirds capacity, meaning more children in Seoul will have to stay home. The latest curbs will be reevaluated after 2 weeks. South Korea has had relative success in dealing with the pandemic, in part because it reacts so quickly to changes in the data about the spread of the virus. The Prime Minister said it was essential to move immediately on the restrictions, saying, "We all know from our experiences that there would be an even bigger crisis if we don't act now." With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.